with this KLAM Sports Update for this Thursday, February 13th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Verstegen. Coming your way tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com. The postseason tournament begins officially in Plymouth County with a Class 1A Region 3 opening round matchup as Galen Catholic heads to Akron for a matchup with Akron Westfield in girls basketball action. Coverage begins at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock in a rubber match between these two programs. Winner moves on to a regional quarterfinal. Again, all the action comes your way on KLAM with pregame coverage starting at 6:45 between Galen Catholic and Akron Westfield in girls basketball right here on KLAM Radio. Well, let's get you some scores from some college basketball games around the area yesterday in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in women's basketball. Number 5 ranked Briarcliff went all the way out to Forest City and had their way with Waldorf University. The Chargers defeat the Warriors 110-68, getting a decent amount of contribution from Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle. Langle scored 4 points, 3 rebounds, and had 3 steals in a big Charger win as they remain a top 5 team nationally and the number 2 seed, or the number 2 team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference currently. Other GPAC women's basketball scores: Morningside fell at number 16 ranked Dakota Wesleyan 72-66. Elsewhere in the GPAC, it was Hastings over Concordia 84-49, and Doan took down Midland 83-61. To GPAC men's basketball from yesterday, the Morningside men got 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists from Lamar's community alum Caleb Dreckman, but the Mustangs could not beat Dakota Wesleyan in the Corn Palace. The Tigers get a 99-90 win over Morningside. The Briarcliff men made it a road sweep over Waldorf University as the Chargers get the win over the Warriors 95-75. In GPAC men's basketball also, Midland defeated Doan 68-58, and Concordia took down Hastings on the road 94-71. Those scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference in men's and women's basketball yesterday. Well, let's take a look now at some state qualifiers we have to tell you about that we failed to mention over the last few days. The state swimming meet coming up here this week, which meant state qualifiers were this past weekend. The Sioux City Spartans swim team, of course, again, no Plymouth County school has a swimming program, but Plymouth County does have its fair share of strong swimmers. The three area swimmers are going to be competing at the state meet in Iowa City coming up in the next few days or so. Starting with Lamar's community student, Tanner Iverson. He qualified for the state tournament at 100-yard backstroke in that event. Iverson will compete in that event at the state tournament, which begins tomorrow. Cooper Nelson of Hinton, he qualified in 4 events. Individually, he qualified in the 100 and 200-yard freestyle. He's also part of the state qualifying 200-yard and 400-yard freestyle relay. Finally, Akron Westfield student Hunter Henrich, he's also qualified in 4 events. Individually, he's qualified in the 50-yard freestyle and the 100-yard freestyle. He's also a part of the same relays as Cooper Nelson, the 200 and 400-yard freestyle relay. Congratulations to all of those area athletes on qualifying for the state meet. The state meet begins in Iowa City tomorrow, and with a lot of the finals taking place on Saturday this weekend. Well, let's take a look now at some basketball news that came out yesterday. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union releasing some rankings, the final set of rankings for the smaller classes, starting in Class 1A, where St. Albert is the number one girls team in the state heading into the postseason. North Lynn is number 2. Newell Fonda checks in at number 3. Bishop Garrigan, 4. And Riceville is ranked number 5. No other area schools of note in the 1A rankings. In Class 2A, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont remains the top team there. Iowa City Regina's number 2. The Hinton Blackhawks stay at number 3 despite getting to 20-0. Thought the Blackhawks might be able to move up at least a spot, but they stay put at number 3. North Mahaska's ranked number 4. Central Lyon number 5. Rock Valley checks in at 6. It is MVAOCOU dropping all the way down to 11. Westwood is number 12, and West Lyon checks in at number 15. Again, Class 2A girls basketball is pretty strong. In Class 3A, Mount Vernon ranked number 1 in the state. Waller Catholic of Dubuque, 2. Williamsburg, 3. Forest City, 4. And Cherokee checks in at number 5. Esterville Lincoln Central ranked number 6. And Spirit Lake is ranked number 12. Over to Class 4A, Bishop Heelan's the number 1 team in the state still. North Polk, 2. Maquoketa, 3. Central DeWitt, 4. And Norwalk checks in at number 5. Sioux Center is ranked number 7. Finally, then, in Class 5A, Johnston is the top team in the state. Dowling Catholic, 2. It's Waukee Northwest, 3. Ankeny Centennial, 4. And Pleasant Valley checks in at number 5. Those rankings in their entirety, 1 through 15, in all five classes, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. In conjunction with those rankings that came out yesterday, the regional brackets in Classes 4A and 5A were released by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, with tournament play starting in 6 days. Lamar's community, they now know their postseason path to trying to get to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. They are put in Class 4A Region 1, and the Bulldogs will open the tournament at Sergeant Bluff Luton coming up next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The Bulldogs and Warriors have met up twice already in this regular season, and they have split their regular season matchups as well. Looking forward to seeing what the rubber match has in store. Of course, we'll have that game for you here on KLEM Radio Wednesday night. The winner of that contest will have the dubious task of taking on the number one team in the state. The Bishop Heelan Crusaders await the winner, and that matchup will be played on Saturday the 22nd at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, Lamar's community at Sergeant Bluff Luton in an opening round matchup. The winner of that contest will get Bishop Heelan. If Lamar's keeps winning, we'll keep having those games for you right here on KLEM. The other top seed in that region is Lewis Central of Council Bluffs. The Titans are the number 2 overall seed in that region, with Glenwood and Denison Schleswig duking it out to see who will face off with the Titans. Again, Lamar's community, Class 4A Region 1, they open at Sergeant Bluff Luton in the regional tournament. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. Postseason basketball, plenty in girls action. Class 1A regional opening round matchups around the area. Let's get you caught up on what those matchups are. Starting in Class 1A Region 3, our contest for you tonight brings you Galen Catholic at Akron Westfield. Again, coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock right here on KLEM. The winner of that game will get the winner of this contest, Siouxland Christian at Woodbury Central. Also in Class 1A Region 3, Remsen St. Mary's at Kingsley Pearson. Winner gets Newell Fonda. And the bottom half of the bracket, Storm Lake St. Mary's at Glenn Ralston. Winner gets Coon Rapids Bayard. And the winner of these two matchups will play each other in the next round, Arweva at River Valley and Peyton Cherdan at St. Edmund. In Class 1A Region 4, North Iowa is at Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire. South O'Brien is at Harris Lake Park, with Trinity Christian at George Little Rock. Northwood Kensett's at North Union. West Hancock at West Bend Mallard. And Nashua Plainfield is at Newman Catholic in Region 4. Now to some regular season girls basketball matchups in the Western Valley Conference. It's MVAOCOU at IKM Manning. In the Missouri Valley Activities Conference, Sioux City East is at Sioux Center and Spencer is at Sioux City West. In boys basketball in the War Eagle Conference, the Hinton boys wrap up their regular season tonight, hosting Sioux Central. Lawton Bronson is at West Sioux, also in the War Eagle Conference. In the Western Valley Conference, Ridgeview is at East Sac County for a boys matchup. OABCIG hosts Newell Fonda, and MVAOCOU is at IKM Manning. Finally, in the MRAC, Sioux City West hosts the Spencer Tigers. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter as well at KLEM Sports. And tune in tonight to high school girls postseason basketball, Galen Catholic at Akron Westfield, a rubber match. It should be a fun one. Tip-offs at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:45 right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.